This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We visit California's first mission this week, Mission Basilica San Diego de Alcalá. Basilica was bestowed by the Pope in 1976, a title signifying a church of major historic significance. The ceremonial establishment of San Diego as Spanish colony came on July 16, 1769, when the assembled multitudes ascended the hill above their encampment. The first official European foothold in California, this Plymouth Rock of the West Coast, was chosen as both California's first mission and associated military outpost, or presidio, because of its commanding views of the valley and the bay. After a solemn mass, Father Junipero Serra, the father president of California's not-yet-founded mission chain, dedicated the site to the glory of God. But things weren't so glorious, not in the beginning. First, the view may have been grand, but surrounding soils were poor, and the mission struggled to produce food, fiber, and essential goods. Second, unreliable water supplies compounded the problem. Third, the neighborhood wasn't entirely welcoming. When the Spanish arrived, they found the nearby native Californians to be healthy and hospitable. As Father Serra wrote in his diary, "They are fine in stature and carriage, affable and gay. They brought fish and mollusks to us, going out in their canoes just to fish for our benefit. They have danced their native dances for our entertainment." But as it became clear what the Spanish missionaries expected in a future relationship, the locals pulled back, according to most sources. More than almost any other tribal communities, these native Californians resisted the education and cultural redirection put forth by the padres. At first, the mission was so poor it could feed only half the baptized Kumeyaay at any one time, so they regularly rotated back and forth from mission to village. Yet no one was allowed to leave the walled presidio compound surrounding the mission for any purpose without an armed military escort. That edict from the military grew out of their experience at earlier missions in Mexico or Baja California. Native peoples distrusted the soldiers in equal measure, so it was difficult for missionaries to attract the workers necessary for both the farming success and cultural transformation, some would say genocide, central to California Mission Society. Slow going. For better soil and sustainable water supplies, the mission relocated in 1774, about 5 miles up the valley. Disastrously in the beginning, because the unprotected, unfinished mission was soon attacked and burned by 800 or so Kumeyaay, most of them from far distant villages. Several Spaniards were killed, including a priest. Things settled down considerably by 1777, when the new rebuilt mission complex was consecrated, complete with 9-foot-thick adobe walls and other defensive structures. Slowly but more rapidly, after a dam and aqueducts were added, the mission flourished. According to mission records, by 1825 it owned 19,420 sheep, 184 goats, 8,120 cattle, 565 horses, and 115 mules. But then came the earthquake. In 1812, a powerful quake shattered the mission church. The look of present-day Mission San Diego, an active Catholic parish, owes much of its present appearance, a 1931 restoration, to reconstruction work of 1813. Next time, we visit Junipero Serra's second mission, founded in Monterey but soon relocated to what we know as Carmel. Until then, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. To listen again and for leaks and photos, go to mynspr.org.